Thank you so much for sticking with me in module one. Today's focus is about raising your vibration through the food that you eat. You know, since my 20s, I've been working in the Netherlands in the health industry. First, as an entrepreneur running a supplement store, mainly selling protein powders. And a few years later, I stumbled upon this diet called the Paleo diet. I actually stumbled upon it in the US, in California, when it was just, you know, getting more popular. Then, you know, I brought it to the Netherlands. I got, you know, like, it just, you know, blew up in the Netherlands because of me. And I sold over like 150,000 books on paleo, different recipe books, and started a company there. So later on, I started then a company in organic supplements, which I sold then in 2019. Anyway, all of this happened only because I grew up as a kid with low confidence, and I wanted to change that for myself. And later on, I helped other people to do the same. So I've seen and I tried it all in the nutrition industry. Every diet, every food group, I know how different foods affect your body. And in this module, I'm going to try to keep it as simple as possible and focus on how food impacts on your vibration. Well, if you're already like kind of like nutrition savvy, you can breeze through this module, no problem. But if not, it might open your eyes and even challenge your current eating habits. Well, of course, I know that there are countless perspective and conflicts about what is the best diet and meat or no meat, sugar or no sugar, carbs, no carbs, macronutrients versus micronutrients, for example. And so for every study supporting a specific claim, there's going to be another study that's going to debunk this claim. So what I stopped searching for is the truth, because, you know, the truth is very hard to, you know, to measure. What for one person is truth, for the other is not. So instead, what I did is I started asking, what is useful for me? What works for me? And, you know, I shared then what worked for me, and it was working for other people as well. The thing is that truth is not such an important point in my life anymore. Because what's truth? It's only true until it has been disproven or replaced by new discoveries. But if you check this whole, you know, like field of nutrition, then, you know, there is some stuff that almost everyone agrees to, you know, globally. And that is that the food that we eat directly affects how we feel, how our body and how our organs function and how we perform. That's what everybody agrees on. Science and my own experience, along with millions of others' experiences, shows that processed foods, artificial, you know, ingredients, vegetable oils, sugars, and fried foods, they are going to increase disease. They are going to increase inflammation, and energy is going to plummet because of these foods. And, you know, this is kind of like something that we commonly see and that everybody agrees, you know, on. And I'm not going to dive into debates about, you know, quinoa or buckwheat, eggs or green smoothies, or that kind of stuff. Again, you know, all these studies, they clash a little bit and the truth lies somewhere in the middle. But nearly all scientists, they are going to agree that eating whole foods, so foods as close to nature as possible, minimally processed, that they are going to improve how you feel. So what you want to do is you just want to load up on vegetables. You know, you want to eat some fruits daily and organic if it's possible. You want to eat ethically sourced meat or fish, so grass-fed or wild-caught. And this strengthens your immune system. It boosts your energy and is going to optimize your, you know, body functionality. So if we know that junk food harms us and whole foods, they heal us, then the goal is very simple. Eat more of the good stuff and less of the bad stuff. So forget labels like vegetarian or vegan or keto or paleo. You can be vegan and still eat junk, okay? You can still eat chips and croissants, and they are vegan too. So what you focus on is going to eat living foods, foods close to nature, prioritize organic products. If you eat meat, choose grass-fed. If you eat salmon, you know, try to eat wild caught over farmed salmon. So this is the first video on raising your vibration through food. And you might disagree, and that's perfectly okay. But please don't get angry because of this video and quit the masterclass. So if you are vegan and I talk about meat, please, you know, it's just, you know, like people have different ideas, okay? Over the past 15 years, that I wanted to say is that I shifted to a whole foods diet, and I absolutely increased my level of energy and also my vibration. So in the next videos, I'm going to share you some, you know, foods that you want to avoid if you want to have high vibration, and you know, some stuff that you want to eat more of if you want to have high vibration. Again, I just want to stress one more time that I can imagine that if you are watching this and you are vegan or vegetarian, that it hits hard. But this is exactly also, you know, like what you want to accomplish with this Raise Your Vibration Masterclass. If you don't agree with somebody, it's also okay. You can leave this person, you know, within their values or whatever. I don't say, by the way, that I eat a lot of meat. I eat a little bit of meat, but absolutely not every day. And I eat grass-fed meat if I eat meat. And I eat fish. I mean, we live here in Canary Islands. Fish is just widely available. Anyways, this was the first video on how to eat to raise your vibration. And there's going to be much more in the upcoming videos, okay? But this first video is just all about eat wholesome food. Eat foods close to nature. It's one of the most important things. You want to eat food that lives, that is going to nourish your cells. You know, on a cellular level, you want to be nourished. That's also actually when your brain is going to get this signal of like, okay, I'm full. If you eat all of this like empty carbohydrates and empty calories, that's what I was searching for, then it's going to make you not feel fulfilled, and you're going to keep eating, okay? Anyways, that's the first video. I hope I'm going to see you back in the second video about how food can actually raise your vibration, but also which food you actually want to leave and don't eat to raise your vibration, because it's just as important to not do something than to do something, okay? You want to say no to specific things that are lowering your vibration.